Hello and welcome back to another episode of the Heavenly Mind Podcast. I'm your host, Liz Nierzwicki. This is my quick podcast. This is the one I do on the fly, and it is here for you to help inspire you, focus your mind, and help you to win at this life. So, you guys, I'm coming today with just a very quick podcast for you, talking about endings and beginnings. And in my Figure Fit community, I actually have created workouts that are based upon the personality and the character of gods and goddesses. And one of my favorite workouts is Kali. The goddess Kali, and Kali is the goddess of endings and beginnings. And her main thing is really embracing the dichotomy of life, really embracing the flow of this journey and not gripping on. Now, in Buddhism, in yoga, even in the Bible, it says the things that you attach to have the ability to create suffering in your life. And, you know, we are gifted with this beautiful human experience to be able to come here to live, to create. And if you live in a country where you have freedom, then you're even more blessed than some of the people in this world. So we have this ability, we have this gift to come here to create. We are free souls with absolute power to do almost anything we want, right? And the only real holdback is our own beliefs of what we think is holding us back. And you know, today I've been just cranking out so much this morning, and I meditated, and I have these beautiful goddess cards, and I drew Kali, and Kali is the goddess of endings and beginnings. And I wanted to read you her message. She says, "I sing praises to those whose hearts accept the universal order, which only appears to be chaotic and ever-changing. In actuality, everything is designed down to the smallest detail to be in perfect operation. The dance of the universe is a happy one, with energy swirling and twirling in a never-ending celebration of life itself. Join the dance, dear one, and enjoy the remarkable journey of the weavings of the story of your own life. Do not fear what happens to be change or loss. It's only a transitioning orbit of energy, interplaying with you and your loved ones. Embrace it as evidence that you are alive. And then embrace your deepest emotions as a signal of your true human essence." And I look at that as really just embracing this duality of life. And really, another passage that I actually wrote in my Facebook community today, I made a quote tile and then I posted it in my Facebook community, my Heavenly Mind tribe over on Facebook. And it was 1 Thessalonians 5:18. And it says, "In all circumstances, give thanks, for this is the will of God." And I remember the first time I saw that and I was like, whoa, in all circumstances, give thanks. That's a tall order. And I knew in that moment, because of the way that it pulled my soul, that I had to do it. I had to make peace with all circumstances as they were. And that has been my work. And I invite you to give that work a try, to really look at your life circumstances and align to joy, to love, to happiness, to all of the beautiful things of our heavenly mind. Joy, peace, trust, nobility, what's beautiful, what's praiseworthy. Align to these things in your mind and make this a process that you're always aligning, always, always, always. And the more you do it, the more this will become your norm. You will feel more peaceful all of the time rather than some of the time. Now, a couple of things that you can kind of take away from today's message is that if you're going through any sort of changes, trust that they're for you. keep your thoughts positive, because your thoughts, what you are, whatever you think, you guys, is what you act upon. So if your thoughts are negative and you act upon them, you're not acting in a way that your soul wants you to. So keep your thoughts positive, because you act upon them and they are very powerful, and your actions create your life. And then sometimes whatever you're going through, if you've recently lost anything in your life, maybe it's a job, maybe it's someone, maybe it's a relationship, maybe it's, you know, whatever the case may be, if you've lost something recently, know that the world is still for you. And you have to align to that. You have to find, how can this be for you? And know that this is a life that is for you. You just got to find the lessons in those losses. And what is your takeaway? How can it be for you? And then how can you align to what you do want and then create your life? Let things go. Align to ease, align to peace. It's always for you. So if there is anything in your life that is in transition, let it go with grace, because it's time to move on. It's time. All right, my loves, I hope this message serves you greatly today. And for those of you who are not yet on my newsletter list, please head over to LizNearsWiki.com. I'm releasing a bunch of stuff right there right now. We're doing a all-access lifetime pass to the Figure Fit program. This is a very limited time offer. And also, we're doing a keto reset pretty soon. So I want to invite you to join that experience, to really focus. We're going to do a fast, and you can dedicate this fast to something in your life that you're really trying to change. Dedicate all of your energy, all of your mind power, all of your body and your nutrition to something that you want to change, that you want to transform, that you want to move into, and dedicate yourself to this new thing. And a fast is a great way to do that. So head over to my newsletter and join this community so you don't have to do this alone. I have created a special group page on Facebook to do this together. And if you're not on Facebook, that's okay too. You can get the newsletter. You can do this on your own or with a group of your own people, just in the energy of being in the tribe. Okay, so we will be starting on a Sunday night. We'll be fasting on a Monday. And then we'll be breaking our fast on a Tuesday morning or around noon that next day. So I really want you to come on over and see how I do this in the Figure Fit community. I'll be giving you a workout, and I'll be guiding you through how to fast, what you can have during the fast in case you do get hunger pangs, and what to break your fast with. And ladies, what we do is different than men, and I'll be guiding you through both protocols for both men and women. So once again, you guys, head over to my newsletter, LizNearsWiki.com, and I cannot wait to support you on your health and wellness journey. So much love to you. Bye.